Mastocytosis is a wonderful thing. You know, don't underestimate it. I mean, I was just laughing at myself there saying the boat people, and you know, it produces so much angst and rile in people. And I was speaking to a total normie, bless him, just down the road from here. Well, exactly the same situation as me. Lives on the seafront, can see France, Dungeness, right round to Dover. Has probably lived here for more years than I have, but the boat people, right? He gets mad about it. He can see the sea, and he's never seen a boat people, because he's never seen a boat, but the boat people. Do you know what I mean? And this is where we're talking science fiction. It's so easy to produce any kind of science fiction you want, because nobody understands cause and effect. If there's no boats, there can't be any boat people. And nobody sees any boats, but hey, the boat people. You know? And so we have a fantastic fiction that everyone is absolutely certain is a true. Well, it's a true. And if you point out, but you've lived here for a very long time and you've never seen any boats. Oh, well, the boat people. Well, if there's no boats, where are the boat people? Well, they're all in these hotels. Well, they may be in the hotels. All I'm saying is they're not coming over in boats. Think about it. They're coming over in aeroplanes. Well, you could say, well, it doesn't make any difference. They're still coming over. Yeah, of course they are. Why wouldn't I? It's a free ride. You know, I didn't have to go back when I get here. You know, and there's central heating and all that. But why are you getting mad about boat people? That's my point, is you're being thrown a lame carrot donkey thing, right? There isn't any boats. So why are you getting mad about boat people? If you got rid of that foible of boat people, and you can see there's no boats because you live here same as me, right? Then perhaps as a nation we could move forwards a little bit. So white is seeing boat people, but the opponent playing black knows that it's just so much bullshit, you know. And the person who knows that it's bullshit is far in advance, strategically, to the person who just won't even admit that it's bullshit. You know, the naked guy who's walking around saying, I'm the emperor and I'm well-dressed. He's far in advance, strategically, to the person that's saying, good gracious me, what lovely, lovely sables he wears. How richly he's dressed. You know, that person's just in a fuddle. They're not going to accomplish anything anytime soon, are they? So, you know, just for the word science or media story, always read the word science fiction, because it's all fiction. Right? Circumstances and situations change every day throughout the day. There is no static absoluteness, but there is always an effect for a cause, and the effect will continue permutating many, many centuries from now. So you get into bed with someone now, you know, 10 months later, there's a little baby in a cot next to your bed, but 10 centuries later, you know, you've peopled Hawaii or whatever, you know. So if you think your little baby, that's it, that's the effect of the cause. But it's not, is it? Every cause has an effect, and the effect permutates throughout the centuries. And at some point in my life, I thought, one of the, you know, the descendants that I have will start a war, or they'll kill someone, or they'll do something really, really awful, and I don't want to be responsible for that. So I'm not going to have any kids. And then whatever happens, it's not my fault. And I wasn't responsible for it, you know, because I can see many, many permutations in anything ahead, right? But, you know, get out there and say to yourself, I'll get really mad about this thing, boat people. Come and have a look. Find a boat. if there's no boats, there's no boat people. And the point I'm trying to make is, if you just get outside of that and understand there may be an effect, which is loads and loads of unwanted immigrants, but, you know, the cause wasn't boats. That's all I'm saying. And so sometimes it's not just about understanding the cause is going to create an effect many permutations deep. But if you're getting cross about one of the effects, let's go and have a look at the cause. And then perhaps we can stop the effects in its tracks. But I don't see, you know, an army of British citizens from Dover to Dungeness stopping boat people. And even if there was, there aren't any boats. You know, so what I'm trying to say is the Illuminati are absolute dab hands at erroneous witch hunts where they just throw up an invisible enemy that never existed and never will exist, but everyone gets mad about it. You know, those wretched women that are responsible for famine, there they are. Burn them at the stake, you know. Well, prove that it was those women who were responsible for the famine, but that never comes into it, does it? Find me the boats, you know, if there are boat people and boats, find me the boats. You know, I don't want to just see boats piled up, you know, because, you know, it's not that difficult to find boats and pile them up and then take a photograph, yeah? So, stand back. See the situation from different angles. Work out who's got an invested interest. Think several permutations ahead. But also understand that the effect only comes about by a cause. But far, far too often, we're going to say, this was the cause or that was the cause. And that's far from being the case. And sometimes we're so, you know, invested in the effect, we actually need to be certain of what the cause was. Otherwise, we're just witch hunting, you know, boats. Where it's not boats, it's aeroplanes. Well, what can you do about people coming over in aeroplanes? Personally, I would go back in time and uninvent the aeroplane. Right? There's one simple solution to dealing with the effect. Unravel the cause.